odyssey to find a home. And he worked among the few of a harvest threshing crew, leaving dying father all alone.
Good morning. It is 8 a.m. on Friday, June 26th, and you are tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM. Broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario, I'm CFRC's Community News and Arts Coordinator, Genevieve Hinch, and this is your morning news brief. Starting with traffic updates to keep in mind if you're hitting the roads this morning, drivers should expect delays on Concession Street between Victoria and Alfred Street, Bath Road between Sir John A. Macdonald Boulevard and Portsmouth Avenue, and Stephen Street between Cowdy and Montreal Street as pedestrian signal work continues. Expect slower traffic on King Street West between Country Club Drive and Front Road, as well as east of Sand Bay Lane where Utilities Kingston continues sewer and water main construction, with traffic reduced to one lane in each direction. Delays are also possible on John Counter Boulevard between Elliott Avenue and Montreal Street, and between John Counter Boulevard and Ascot Lane. Further west, paving work continues on Collins Bay Road between Taylor Kidd Boulevard and Highway 33, with additional work taking place on Taylor Kidd Boulevard. Several road closures remain in effect. Princess Street is closed between Fronic and Division Street, while John Street remains closed between Montreal and Bagot Street through June and July. Norman Rogers Drive also remains closed between Van Order Drive and Van Order Drive. Short-term closures are in place on Sydenham Street north of Princess Street and on Wright Crescent near Palace Road. University Avenue between Johnson and William Street remains closed until 5 p.m. today due to servicing work. Market Street between Ontario Street and King Street East is closed for the FIFA Canada Celebrates event. Well, Wellington Street between Berwick and Queen Street is closed daily from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. for construction work. Finally, Cranbrook Street between Days Road and Lakeview Avenue remains closed on weekdays from 8:40 to 9:20 a.m. and 3:20 to 3:50 p.m. as part of the School Street program at Our Lady of Lourdes Catholic School. Turning to the weather, we are starting the morning with a risk of thunderstorms. Winds will be coming from the southwest at 18 kilometers per hour with a 40% chance of showers. We're expecting a high of 23 degrees today with sunny breaks and the UV index will reach 5. Cloud cover is increasing into the evening with temperatures dropping to a low of 15 overnight. This has been your morning news brief, and be sure to start your day right by staying tuned for Indy Wake Up Call coming up next on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Through the fall, What's up? What's happening? It's Friday. It's your Friday indie wake-up call. It's your host, Jesse Bell. And that was Snail Mail with Tractor Beam, which, yes, Tractor Beam, totally only in this playlist because I'm excited to see Disclosure Day, Steven Spielberg's new Alien movie. Not like Alien as in the Alien franchise. I mean, Alien as in extraterrestrial. Not extraterrestrial as in E.T. as in the other Alien movie. Think Close Encounters and kind of like a spiritual, I don't know if it's a sequel or successor to that, but you give me Spielberg, master of the craft, you give me Aliens, I'm excited, I'm ready to see it. So there's my internal justification for starting things off with Snail Mail and Tractor Beam, other than the fact that, you know, it's just a pretty great tune. Coming up on today's edition of the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call, of course, hour two, as has been the standard the last couple weeks, going to be dedicated to a lot of great queer music, and hour one, for the most part, is a lot of CanCon and new releases. So on that note, let's throw it over to the delightfully named Fruit Snack with Going on the Patch on your Friday morning Indie Wake Up Call right here, right now on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca.
What should I do? Hey, 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 this is Disco Rick. Got a brand new show, Dance Floor Dispatch. We're going to be playing all the best house, electronic, and obviously we're going to be playing some disco. It's every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Tune in at CFRC 101.9.
Guys, gals, non-binary pals, different circles is moving. Same day, different time slot. We're now on Fridays at 9 p.m. Join me from 9 to 10 p.m. for an adventure through sound. Who knows? You might just find your next favorite song.
Mama didn't raise no quitter. You should move back just a little. You could be a really good hitter. There's nothing like fresh air. I'm picking daisies for your hair. You said you'd see me next summer, but you never did. Stop pretending the world is fucking ending. Thought I needed you. See me next summer, but you never did. Stop pretending the world is fucking ending. I believed you.
this tyranny of antipathy, overwhelming stupidity, and a callous disregard for humanity. And if you believe in the repetition of history, we can fight against apathy, 'cause that's just the undertow. The day we didn't take up arms against this and prevent this banality of barbarity, genocidal hypocrisy, and a crushing sense of lost possibility. And if all it takes is a few good men to do nothing on their own, are we really made of stone, or is it just the undertow?
That was the outstanding Soft Cult with She Said, He Said off their debut album, When a Flower Doesn't Grow. And my goodness, unquestionably going to be in my top 10 for Canadian albums of the year. It's like a half hour of, I'm going to say, very poignant fury. There's another song I've played on this program a number of times called 1625. If you listen to the lyrics of She Said, He Said, there is a commonality throughout this album, specifically about, I'm going to say, crappy men. Obviously, there's much more to it than that, but, you know, that's, I think, a very prescient and poignant reading of certainly the culture of masculinity that impacts the world we live in, I guess is the most neutral way to say that. And man, oh man, am I excited for what Soft Cult is going to do in the next couple of years. Such a strong debut album, only going up from here. Prior to that, we heard from Sons of Rick with Fusion Frenzy. We had the Lazarettes with Undertow. We had Tiny Horse with You'll Never See Me Again. Awake and Dreaming with Antidote. Post Fun with their track, Change Your Mind. And we kicked off that music block with, once again, the delightfully named Fruit Snack and Going on the Patch. Coming up next, we've got a nice little electronica run, and then we're going to hear music from the likes of the Oriels. We've got music from Catch Bonner. All that and so much more still to come on your Friday morning indie wake-up call on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. We'll be right back.
a spring project on the horizon? Whether you're planting a garden, building a deck, installing a fence, or digging a hole for a new tree, don't forget to click before you dig. Utility lines can be just below the surface, and hitting one can cause major damage, service disruptions, or even serious injury. Visit OntarioOneCall.ca before you start to request a free utility locate. Single address requests require at least 5 business days, while larger or multi-property projects may require up to 10 business days. They'll mark out where it's safe to dig so you can work with confidence. Remember, click before you dig. It's the law. For more information, visit utilitieskingston.com.
Did you know that New Leaf Link offers day programming for adults with developmental disabilities? We serve families in Kingston and South Frontenac. Our program focuses on arts, healthy living, and community connections, including summer camp. New Leaf Link's caring staff and talented instructors provide a place for everyone to learn together and build friendships. If you or someone you know would like to join our program, please visit newleaflink.ca for more details. Together, we can grow, connect, and belong.
Your true, true friend loves you just as you are.
Ever see the sky? I'll be for sunset clouds and the trails fading in the light. Leaves in trees shaking in the wind. Moon rides the sky, hanging in the air. Stars light up, shining with the brilliance. Meteors flash and fade away. Thought you had a life. Rise to the surface. With their might, stars light up, shining with the brilliance. Meteors flash and fade away. Thought you have a life. Rise to the surface, stand, take a breath, then turn away. We'll be right back.
was Zahara. That is Z-Z-Z-Z-A-H-A-R-A-H with Speed Racer. Prior to that, we had the Orioles with Tears R. Catch Bonner with Open Your Eyes. Stop Laughing. That's two N's. That's Catch Bonner. We also heard from French for Horse with Party Cloudy. That's not a typo. Party Cloudy. And we kicked off that music block with MIDI Janitor with Closed for the Summer. And we are going to get into our second hour of all queer music shortly. But coming up next, we do have another new release that I want to highlight. And this comes courtesy of Kiwi Junior. We're going to hear Hard Drive Ontario. But before we go... Seeing the name Catch Bonner and, you know, my childish mind, I've been doing a lot of research for a soon-to-be-announced, knock on wood, hopefully, project I'm doing with Queen's Football, and I can't necessarily go into all the details now, but we've been plunging our way through the records. We've been looking at names and numbers of players all across, well, over a century and a half, nearly, of football, and there is one name that I will never forget. There was a Queen's Football player who went on, I believe, to be a practicing physician here in the city of Kingston, and his name was Dr. Harry D.I.C. You know the rest. So yes, that is real. That is 100% real, and you can hear me smirking now. That might be either the greatest name or the worst name you could ever be born with in the history of the world. And yes, this was like the 1950s, so society wasn't quite as crass and craven as what we see nowadays, but tee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee, all the same. Anyways, digression over. This is Kiwi Junior with Hard Drive, Ontario.
Till the car